like us to hear some seats which are very comfortable as well, or you please decide. If you feel comfortable, then I will. It's all right like this? Okay, good. Fine. According to my experience, the room will fill up quite intensely. And maybe we should... Sorry, we can hear, yes. And maybe for those who come later, there can be one devotee. Narayani, is it you who sits at the doorstep? And you are here. Will you be there, Narayani? Yeah. Could you then be so kind to tell those who come later to walk around and come through this door, through Prabhupada's garden? Okay. Then that makes it very easy. So please be so kind to come a little bit closer than you are now. What is this book doing there? I need something from this book.
Leave a little bit of space in case some men come through and I can squeeze in there. Some men can sit over in the corner.
Oh yeah, please come in the corner. You will see we need the space. Is there a harmonium, Parvati, which we have access to?
Apparently, one brahmachari went about 15 minutes ago in search of one.
In search of one. Okay. Well, from where would we get a harmonium, Parvati? Parvati, from where would we get a harmonium? Because we might have to send another one if he does.
Well, he went to look for Ayendra, and there's a bunch of 24-hour kirtan guys. You could rip it off of them if you wanted for a few minutes.
Where are they? Oh, harmonium is here. Dobro.
Dobro.
I know, that's why I have it. Can you please give your garlands, Mata Moni? Thank you very, very much. Can I give you this? I don't know. I mean, I can't put it on my own head, you know. Good. Hare Krishna. You can come around through the garden, Prabhus. There is enough space in the end. Hare Krishna Kata Shamayi. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Prabhupada Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai,
Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Go Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I'm really concerned with the devotees who will come. We are, heaven is a culture of coming too late, so many will come. So please move ahead. Please come. I will also move back. In Narayani, we have about now place for 100 more devotees. Please send them through the back. Huh? So, which verse is it? Oh, Parvati, which verse? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.
Vaktum arhasi asheshena divya Yatma Vibhutayaha Jabhir Vibhutibhir Lokan Imans Tvang Vyapya Tishtasi. Vaktum mahasya sheshena divya hyatma vibhutaya yabhir vibhuti bhiloka yang imang stvam vyapya tishtasi. Yes. Because of time, we will just go to the translation and the purport. Please, Krishna, tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. Why is it so loud? What is going on there? Please, yes, please tell me. I will help. What?
Translation.
Because we need to hear all of you. She's translating into Russian. Yes. So, Parvati, what are you saying? You all hear the Russian translation now, isn't it? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Will this not create a disturbance if they are there at the brink of the door where it is going to, I mean, where others are sitting? Maybe they should sit in the back. Means there in the where. Yes, Ruskis, my dear Ruski devotees, please all move. The translator, you can understand, right? Because how would you translate into Russian if you can't understand? So, please, who is the translator? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. It's only pleasant things which I have in mind. So all the devotees who, what, they were just speaking, not translating. My desire is to put all those who translate. He is no Russian translator. You are not Russians. Banu Nandini, are these Russians? Yes or no? Is there a translation? So, please. Go, yes, but please go in the corner, in that corner. We have one Russian translation, not two. You follow, but they don't understand. So then they will not talk. These Russian devotees are from a different planet when it comes to communication, really. Yes, so let them hear the voice if they want. Yes, this is our typical, yes, it's all right. But please, no talking. Russian devotee, can you tell to the other Russian devotees in this corner they should not talk? If they want a translation, they should come to you. Please translate this now. Say, can you now communicate this to the devotees? Ah, okay, then if it's not possible, no problem. Just be shanti, shanti, shanti. Mm. You know, I have been in Russia. I have seen things which I am afraid to say in public. So, please tell me in detail, O Krishna, of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. Purport. In this verse, it appears that Arjuna is already satisfied with his understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Arjuna is satisfied. By Krishna's grace, Arjuna has personal experience, intelligence and knowledge, and whatever else a person may have, and through all these agencies, he has understood Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he has understood it with his personal experience that Krishna is the Lord, by his intelligence and knowledge, and whatever else. For him there is no doubt. Yet he is asking Krishna to explain his all-pervading nature. People in general, and the impersonalists in particular, concern themselves mainly with the all-pervading nature of the Supreme. So Arjuna is asking Krishna how he exists in his all-pervading aspect through his different energies. One should know that this is being asked by Arjuna on behalf of the common people. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine
Namaste Sarasvate Deve Kauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda
Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Govakta Vinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
In this verse, Arjuna acts as a middleman, a person who is asking a question on behalf of an entirely different audience, knowing that they have certain needs, certain things they need to understand. Arjuna personally is satisfied to be in Lord Krishna's blissful presence, to see him with his benign smile, and to even see the Lord sometimes coming into an anxiety to protect Arjuna as his dear devotee. Arjuna has made a personal experience about Krishna's kind dealing with him and his powerful nature to protect Arjuna, to guide him, and so on. But Arjuna, as a true devotee, wants that others also can have the benefit of Krishna consciousness, and therefore he now asks for a feature of Lord Krishna, which is very interesting to the impersonalists, but also the general people who may not be so advanced in spiritual life. Arjuna wants to know how Krishna is present everywhere. And Krishna kindly obliges him. He says how he is present as a super soul seated in the hearts of all living entities. He also then tells Krishna how he is the chanting of the holy names, Japa. And we have one little boy amongst us who is called Himalaya. How of all immovable things, Krishna is the Himalayas. So that people who adore and worship Himalaya can think of Krishna as being the essence. He says that he is birth and he is also death. He identifies himself as many, many things. Amongst them, one of my favorite things, it's the Gayatri Mantra. And listen to this. Krishna identifies himself with the time in which we presently live. That is the months of November and December. He says, of all the months, I am Marga Shirsha, November, December. Wonderful, isn't it? This is the month of Lord Krishna, sometimes called the Damodar month, and afterwards also this cold month. So he is Krishna is really everything. There's a song which the people of Vrindavan sing, which tells you a little bit how devotees see Krishna everywhere. The cowherd boys are bringing the cows out into the field and they sing, Krishna Sharanamaham, O Krishna, I take shelter of you. The cows are being milked by the cowherd boys and they sing, while they're being milked, Krishna Sharanamaham, O Krishna, we take shelter of you. And Krishna is lifting the Govardhan hill with his little finger and he sings, Radha Sharanamaham, O Radha Radhi, I take shelter of you. So the all-present Krishna, who's worshipped by cows, cowherd boys, by the general people, is in Vrindavan, the servant of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna. So, yes, but this is an exclusive understanding which is not meant for the people in general. The general people should understand how Krishna pervades everything, how he is the ability in man, and how in fact he is the essence of everything, and they should turn to Krishna even in their sex life. Hare Krishna. They should know that there is a way to conduct this affair, which is the holy cow of all materialists, in a way that Krishna is present, that is according to Dharmic rules. See, Arjuna really wants Krishna to tell the world, I am the essence of everything. I am everywhere. And you can turn to me and take shelter of me. Even he says this about death, the thing which we are most afraid of. There is a statement that even in death we can be in full Krishna consciousness, not afraid, but trusting and loving in Krishna. Krishna says, and among the dispensers of law, you know that, I am Yama, the Lord of Death. So, everyone at every station in his life, in every situation, can certainly meet Krishna. Prabhupada used this, knowledge which Arjuna drew out of Krishna, if you so want, in his own preaching mission. When general people, normal people would ask him, can you show me God? Prabhupada said, yes, have you drunken water? People said, yes, but what has water to do with my question? I want to see God. Prabhupada would answer, Krishna says, I am the taste of water. If you drink water, you should be Krishna conscious. I remember once in Stockholm means Sweden, Prabhupada gave a lecture and for some reason the lecture hall was filled up with people who lived on social welfare. We call them in Germany the Vinos. Wine, wine and you would maybe say in English, we would pronounce it the winos, people who drink a lot of wine and alcohol. So there were 50% of the audience were vinos or winos. And Prabhupada wanted to make them into devotees of Krishna and therefore said, if you are a drunkard, then you can meditate while drinking your wine. Krishna is the taste in wine. My dear devotees, don't use this license, please. You can understand Krishna's all-pervading nature. Yes, he is in wine. Yes, he is everywhere. Yes, he is in death. Yes, he is in the good things and the things which, due to our dualistic and mistaken vision, we see as the bad things. Krishna is everywhere. He's the rod of, he is even in the punishment. He's the rod of punishment. So this is a help for meditation about Krishna.
for the general people and maybe the impersonalistic people, so that they can see God everywhere and don't separate this world from Krishna. I would now like to tell you a meditation which is especially good for the devotees of Krishna, not the general people, but you, all of you. There are actually four very important things which are the meditational objects of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I would like to tell them to you in Sanskrit first and then in English, and then you can start your spiritual meditation, maybe. Aradyo Bhagavan Braje Shatanayas Taddama Brindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vajavadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Purabhumato Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabho Matamidam Tatra Dadana Paraha. First point. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is worshipped along with his transcendental abode Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a devotee of Krishna, but he didn't think of the all-pervading Krishna. He thought of the Nanda Tanuya, the son, the darling son of Nanda Maharaj. And he said, worship this Krishna, the prince of Vrindavan. And then he said, worship something else, the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. If you want to be here in Vrindavan, you should worship, learn to worship Vrindavan. Worship the sunshine, worship the cows, worship the dust, and also worship the subtle hints which Krishna in Vrindavan places on your path to help you to advance. Then the next. The most pleasing form of worship for the Lord is that which was performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. What was the worship? How did the gopis worship Krishna? They worshipped him with their love and with their all and everything. That was the third point. Loving devotional service like that performed in the mood of the gopis. And then finally, Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority on everything. Oh, that's the fourth thing. And then the fifth thing, I'm sorry, I said there are four meditational objects. Here comes the fifth. Pure love of God is the ultimate goal of life for all people. These statements, says the author, for which we have the highest regard, are the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What you can see out of this is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped the transcendental land of Vrindavan, and the way the residents of Vrindavan, the devotees in Vrindavan, are related to Krishna and worshipped Krishna. In our scriptures, like the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is therefore said we should become interested in the activities and worship of the people of Vrindavan, and we should hear about it, because if we do so, then we will also get the idea, we will get an inspiration in our heart to one day worship Krishna in the same way. For instance, the cowherd boys who would walk with Krishna through the forest of Vrindavan. The moment Krishna passed by a tree and was not visible to the cowherd boys any longer, the cowherd boys became mad with separations from Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna! Then Krishna came behind the tree and they thought, oh my God, we have not lost Krishna. The love, this type of love, which the coward boys had for Krishna was enough to solicit, to evoke a very special kindness of Krishna. This very special kindness of Krishna was that Krishna would manifest himself for all the cowherd boys. I think we talked about this in the Govardhan retreat, how when Krishna would get tired after a whole day of strolling and dancing through the forest of Vrindavan, Krishna would lay down on the lap of one of his friends, and then all the friends said, oh, I wish Krishna would only lay on my lap. So Krishna, seeing the desire of his multitudes of devotees, would expand himself secretly and unknown to each single devotee in as many forms as there were cowherd boys. And he would lie his head down on the lap of his friends. Millions of heads on the millions of laps. Krishna expanded himself just like he expanded himself for the gopis. And I heard that Krishna sometimes expands himself for all his devotees. Even the trees of Vrindavan are to be worshipped. In the nectar of devotion, there's one tree who laments like this. Oh, my dear Krishna has not come this time under my shade. Usually he walks from the Yamuna and then he rests for a while in my shade. But today Krishna has not come past me and I could not serve him with my shade. Alas, alas. So another devotee hears how the tree laments in deep feelings of separation. He says to the tree, my dear tree, no need to lament. Krishna will surely come. He's a little delayed today, but he will surely come and he will fulfill your desire to render direct service to Krishna. So you can see how Lord Krishna in Vrindavan is willing to give himself not only to the gopis, not only to the cowherd boys, but even to the single trees of Vrindavan. And therefore, Vrindavan is worshipable for the devotees. Yeah. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this in mind, and therefore, he always desired to go to Vrindavan. I would like to tell you a little bit about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's various attempts to come to Vrindavan, because I feel that by entering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, let me say, eagerness to come to the worshipful land of Vrindavan, where he would meet his worshipable lord, the Nanda Tanuya, the prince of Nanda, that Lord Chaitanya's eagerness to come to Vrindavan has something to teach, will teach something to all of us. And I will talk about the teachings which we can get from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But first, please allow me to take you on a journey into Chaitanya Leela, where you can feel or see something about Lord Chaitanya's desire to go to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Radha Mohan, here's the Madanga for you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Dear devotees, please hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire to go to Vrindavan. Hear it with an open heart, because there's so much for you to learn. So, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had received the initiation into the Gopal Mantra from Ishvara Puri, Mahaprabhu rose one night and he desired to run to Vrindavan, leaving his students and devotees in Gaya. He went up in the middle of the night, and filled with desire to reach Vrindavan, he started to run. Finally, the devatas, who knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the mission to spread the Sankirtan movement, said, "My dear Lord, our dear Lord, listen to this one piece of information. We, your useless servants, want to tell you that it's not time for you to go to Vrindavan. Your ecstasy will be too much. Go back to Navadvip. Start the Sankirtan movement. But please know that you can do whatever you wish to do." Then, after a long time, after some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And immediately after that initiation, you can say his second initiation, Mahaprabhu danced and danced and danced. His sannyas guru Keshava Bharati danced also. Mahaprabhu's danda was flying through the air. Keshava Bharati's cloth were flying through the air. So much ecstasy. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I shall go to Vrindavan." But the devotees, headed by Advaita Acharya, knew it's not yet the time. So Advaita Acharya said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "No need for you to go to Vrindavan, my dear Lord. Wherever you are, there is Vrindavan." And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't go to Vrindavan for the second time. He went to Puri. Finally, in Puri, he said one day to the devotees, "Let me go to Vrindavan. I tried two times and my endeavor was spoiled. Please, let me go. Let me go. Let me go." But his devotees said, "Just now Dola Yatra is coming, the spring festival. Stay for Dola Yatra." So Mahaprabhu, in order to not separate himself from his devotees, observed the swing festival. Then he said, "Now I shall go to Vrindavan." All the devotees said, "My dear Lord, Ratha Yatra is just now coming. Observe the sacred festival of Ratha Yatra." So again, Mahaprabhu, who is known as the devotee of his devotees, Bhakta Vatsala, huh?
did not go but observed the Ratha Yatra festival. Then after the Ratha Yatra festival, he said, now I shall go to Vrindavan. But the devotee said, Jamashtami is just now coming. Stay for Jamashtami, then you can go. Again, Mahaprabhu didn't go. But after Jamashtami, he definitely said, I'm going definitely. No, no, the month of Shravan is coming now. Stay for this month. After this month, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's impatience and eagerness to go to Vrindavan was insurmountable like a big foaming ocean. And one night, he simply left. He went, this is what I have heard, to a town. Now I have to remember. It's in Orissa, it starts with B. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the headmaster in the school of this town. Who knows? Batrak? Is there a town like Batrak? Huh? No, it was a town with B. Anyways, he came to this town of with B, and all the devotees had somehow followed him or had taken notice. So Mahaprabhu took everyone together. He said, I need to go alone to Vrindavan. I have to do a mission. The devotee said, don't leave us, my dear Lord. I'm not leaving you, said Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Tomorrow you will see I'm still with you. So the devotees all went to bed. In the morning, they woke up to look for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his bed. But he was gone. Had the Lord cheated them? No. On his bed was his chadar. And in the form of the chadar, he stayed with his devotees. Even today, my dear devotees, you can go to this town of Batrak. And once in a year, a box is open and you can have darshan of the chadar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this way, be with the Lord. Hare Krishna. Then he went to Ramakeli and he came to Kanai Natashala. And in Kanai Natashala, a little, you know, away from Kanai, he went again back to Ramakeli. Ramakeli first, Kanai Natashala second, and then returned to Ramakeli. Something happened. Listen very carefully. So many people had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and like ants who crowd where the sugar is, they had crowded around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There were thousands upon thousands of people. So when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and Ramakeli saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with so many people going to Vrindavan, they said, my Lord, don't go to Vrindavan. No one should go to Vrindavan with the many, many people. These are solitary groves. But you are going like a magician who is followed by many, many, many people who are amazed about him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing this, returned to Puri and did not go to Vrindavan again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a reason why he had to return to Vrindavan, to Puri. He said, this time I was not successful to go to Vrindavan because I made Gadadha Pandit unhappy. When I tried to go to Vrindavan and leave the precincts of Puri, Gadadha, the servant of Tota Gopinath, had come and wanted to come with me to Vrindavan. But I told him, you can't go with me. You have given the vow to always stay in Puri. don't break your vow. I want to protect your vow, like I have protected the vow of Bhishma. Don't do this, please. So Gadadhara had fainted in distress. And Puri and Lord Chaitanya remembered and said, I couldn't go to Vrindavan because I made Gadadhara unhappy with distress. So I'm back in Puri. Finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left again to Vrindavan. And this time, he went by the forest. He could not be recognized. He went alone with only one servant. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, on his way to Vrindavan, his ecstasy would increase more and more and more. And when he arrived in Mathura, a little outside of Vrindavan, or at the big entrance gate of Vrindavan, no? Then his ecstasy was thousandfold. When he came in this ecstasy to Vrindavan, all the animals who are great souls recognized them and followed him like they had followed Krishna. By licking his transcendental body, the cows gave pleasure to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The deer followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The river Jamuna greeted Gauranga Mahaprabhu and turned around and flew backwards. My dear devotees, everyone who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw in him Krishna who had finally returned. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked for a peaceful place in Vrindavan, and he found a place at the bank of the Jamuna. He found Akrura Ghat. And from there, he went to chant in Imlital. In Imlital, a divine pastimes had once taken place. And we will sing about this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hashem. Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Hare Kitna kitna hare 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 Rama hare Rama 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 hare hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Go, Ranga! Listen very carefully. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to a place called Imlital, where he would chant the names of the Lord in ecstasy. This was the place where Srimati Radharani had sat and engaged in Naam Bhajan. As you all remember, Krishna left Srimati Radhika during the Rasa dance, and Radharani went under this tree in Imlital, thinking of Krishna, and seeing no other possibility to gain the audience of Krishna, chanted His holy names. At that time, Radharani's tears would become very, very big. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted Krishna's name so intensely in Vrindavan that his transcendental body turned blackish in color. When Radharani had chanted in separation of Krishna, Krishna had come to her, and she had also, but prior to that, she had become all blackish in separation, thinking so much of Krishna. Now Gauranga Mahaprabhu experienced the same thing. He turned blackish and he turned Krishna into Krishna, because he is Krishna, only outside. He is in the mood of Radharani, searching for Krishna. His Krishna-ness, if you so want, I can't explain it better, because words cannot explain these things anyways. His Krishna-ness came out, and he thought, oops, this is not my mission. No one should know that I'm Krishna. I'm on a mission to search for Krishna in the mood of my devotee Radha, so I better leave Vrindavan. This is too intense for me. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Vrindavan from Imlital, considering that he had a mission. He left for Puri. And in Puri, he met four of his most exalted devotees who never ever came to Vrindavan. You know, we all come to Vrindavan, Indian Airways,
and so on. But do you know that Swarup Damodar never came to Vrindavan? Gadadhar Pandit, who's Radharani, never came. Haridas never visited. And Ramananda Roy never visited. Maybe it's due to the same reason that their spiritual identities would just burst forth, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting Krishna's name turned blackish and was then Krishna, visible Krishna. My dear devotees, what can we learn from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Vrindavan? I think we all can learn a tremendous amount of eagerness. No? Eagerness is really the only way how you can relish and understand Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada used to quote this shloka where it said that there's only one price to buy Krishna consciousness, and that is eagerness, your eagerness to have it. Let me visit this with you. See, I have this wonderful tea in this tea bottle. But if I'm full with tea, I will never ever drink this tea. I will just give it to someone else, and I will not try to relish it myself. Only if I have thirst and an eagerness to taste this tea bottle. Is this tea bottle of any use for me? Or let me say, a pizza. Imagine you have diarrhea and someone brings you a pizza. And you know, if I eat this pizza, I will spend 24 and a half hours of each day on the toilet. So you have absolutely no eagerness to engage in eating the pizza, because you know it will be embarrassing what happens afterwards. Pizza is a nice preparation. Tea is nice. It's wonderful. But if there is no eagerness, then you will turn away from the nice thing. So here are the five nice things. Lord Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Vrindavan is the worshipable transcendental abode. The way the gopis serve Krishna in Vrindavan is best. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless scripture, and pure love of God is the ultimate goal of life. But here I am, the unfortunate Sachinandan Swami, who has no eagerness in his heart and therefore is not interested in these five gems which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has presented. We stay in Vrindavan, alas, alas, but due to having our taste totally covered by avidya, we don't think of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, as being the climax of our life. We walk through Vrindavan and we quarrel with the rickshaw drivers and think of new saris and dhotis to purchase. We think the gopis, ooh, that's taboo, I never think of that. And the Bhagavatam, the moment the first Sanskrit syllable appears, we go to sleep. This is a very unfortunate situation. And this unfortunate situation will take care that we never, as long as we maintain it, we will never experience what is Vrindavan. We will not even be in Vrindavan. We will be somewhere else in the world of our minds. My dear devotees, to awaken this natural eagerness is so absolutely important in your life. And I will... Would you like to know how you can awaken this eagerness? Yes. Is it a good subject or is it boring? I think it is essential in our life. My dear devotees, listen very, very carefully. it might save your remaining days in Vrindavan, and all of us, and you might make the best experience in your Krishna consciousness while being here. Because if you can just be eager to relish the Dharma, to look with Krishna at Krishna's form with loving eyes, to relish the information of the Bhagavatam in Vrindavan, huh? Then you will be in ecstasy. You will be overwhelmed with bliss, and it is so much the desire of Srila Prabhupada that devotees who come to Vrindavan, they should get an impulse in their life which will bring them back home, back to Godhead. You know? So my dear devotees, there is a very powerful meditation which can awaken that eagerness in you. It is called the Bhuta Shuddhi meditation. It's a meditation which cleanses your consciousness and takes it and brings all these coverings away from your consciousness so that you can see the Dharma, that you can relish Krishna and the Bhagavatam and so on. This meditation goes like this. You should find some time in your days where it's a little peaceful around you. And then you should meditate on the fact that you are an eternal soul, a part and parcel of Krishna. Please do this. Sit down. Just become aware that you are an eternal soul. You are not this body and you are not the mind. Thanks God, you know. And then do the next step. Meditate in the second step about your spiritual master who has given you the chance to approach Lord Krishna and to serve him. In other words, come close to Guru. Best is to Prabhupada. And I recommend to you a power place here in Vrindavan. That's the Samadhi where Srila Prabhupada is, it's known. The great personalities, when they leave this world, they invest their presence in their samadhis. Did you know this, Radhakund? They don't leave. They say, "I'm leaving something. I'm staying in my samadhi." So you can contact Prabhupada there, and pray very very hard, very nicely, and then. You should, the third step in this meditation is, you should think about performing, search your heart for a service which you can do for Krishna. In the Holy Dharma, Shravanam and Kirtanam is a very good service. And I was very happy to hear that some of our students from the Govardhan retreat went with the book of the Krishna Lila Stava to Sanatana Goswami's bhajan place next to the Madan Mohan temple, and they stayed there a day and just read and went through the verses of the Krishna Lila Stava. This chanting and hearing and chanting in the Holy Dharma is a very, very good service. It is maybe the most important service. Prabhupada was often, when he stayed here, he would sometimes go down to the Yamuna and he would sing and dance on the banks of the Yamuna. And he told his friends who saw him, "We are enjoying the bliss of chanting in the Yamuna." When Prabhupada came later as a Grihastha to Vrindavan, he did not actually visit so many temples. He stayed simply at Madan Mohan's temple and he chanted 64 rounds there. I read this in one interview. No? Prabhupada would not walk around so much. He would stay at one place to perform the most important services of Shravana and Kirtana. No? So, three steps you should do in your meditation. First, find out that you are a soul, you know, make yourself aware of this fact, then come close to a pure soul, Srila Prabhupada, or your own spiritual master, And finally, my dear devotees, think of what you would like to do in service. You could do also Vrindavan Parikrama. That's a very good service you can do. You can come and listen to lectures and just do Shravan Seva, hearing, and so on. Or you can be creative. You are young people. You have minds which run the speed of 1,000 light years in each second. Be creative and find out what you like to do as seva for Krishna. And you will see these simple three methods: Atma meditation, Guru meditation, Seva meditation will immediately develop your eagerness to experience Krishna. Then you will be able to dive into these five jewels and claim them. If you don't do this, you will say, thank you, Krishna. Thank you. I'm in Vrindavan, but I don't want to go very deep. I'm a little superficial by my nature. I stay on the surface and suffer. Hare Krishna. These are the five jewels which you can claim here in the transcendental land of Vrindavan. And you can only do this if you have some eagerness in your heart. And this eagerness can be gotten by the Buddha Shuddhi meditation. It always works wonder. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You look at me and I look at you. Would you give it a try? Two will give it a try. Don't just say you have to do now. Whenever you say you do something and you don't know it, you don't do it, something in you breaks a little bit more, which is called integrity. Always when you say something, please do it, so that your integrity will not break, but will become stronger and stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. Good. My dear devotees, now I have finished my lecture, now I become the peaceful Sachinandan Swami again. Sometimes as preachers we want to move an audience. But now I've said what I wish to say. I would be very happy to hear some of your clarifying questions, if you do have any, so that we can spend a little bit more in this wonderful place, in this wonderful association. Hare Krishna. I'm eager to drink, therefore this tea will taste wonderful for me. I'm not. Yes. Siam Nam. I don't know. Maybe there are more Siam Nam. I have no knowledge of each of every devotee and of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I know very little, but it's for sure Swarup Damodar, Gadadhar, Haridas and Ramananda Roy. Yes. But there may be others who did not go. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? If not, I have a blessing for you from Gagacharya. Yes, Parvati.
We have a Bhagavad Gita class here every night. And we would so much enjoy having the Sadhu Satsang, at least some of you, if you are available.
Yeah. Parvati, I'm so absolutely impressed by you. Parvati does this request every year. So we should all follow Mother Parvati with happiness. I want to pronounce a blessing for all of you. Is that alright? It's not my own blessing, it's Gagacharya's blessing, so it will be very powerful. May Lord Krishna protect you all. Krishna never left the path. Krishna brought the cows with him slowly. Krishna has the glance like the glance of a lion. Krishna's playfulness is like that of a baby elephant. Krishna has eyes which are lotus petals. May that Krishna protect you all. Krishna is the object of the gopis' glances. Krishna is decorated with the cow's dust. Krishna has handsome black hair. May that Krishna protect you all. Krishna wears golden armlets. Krishna is glorious with his crown. Krishna shoots arrows in the form of crooked glances from his large eyes that seem to touch his ears. You know, Krishna looks like this. Why? Because he wants to look at all of his devotees, like you. May that Krishna protect you all. Krishna has a jasmine garment which is decorated with the cow's dust. Krishna wears the whorl of a blossoming lotus flower on his ear. Krishna has a yellow garment. Krishna plays his flute. Krishna has removed the great burden from Mother Earth. May that Krishna remove all the burdens on your heart and protect you all. This is from Garga Samhita, 2nd Canto, Chapter 10. It's a blessing of Gargacharya. May you all be blessed by Krishna, who will bless you all. I have come to the end of our evening. Those who wish to have I have been invited by Jagnardhan Prabhu to give the Sunday morning Bhagavatam class, and I will talk about a very important subject matter. Now I think it is a good time to leave. Hare Krishna Janardhan Prabhu. This is our Janardhan Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gaurani Tai ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.